page 512. Notes. Critic of methodology. Note, in the European tradition, methodology refers not only to research techniques or to the inferential procedures, but also to the epistemological reasons for their choice. Recently, the term meta-science has tended to replace methodology in this sense. In this country, however, meta-science is increasingly used for entirely separate fields of investigation, such as philosophy of science, sociology of science, and so on. As if one could do science without the luxury of a meta-science. The methodological concerns of critical theory, aiming ultimately at a kind of socio-epistemology, hardly signal a recent retreat in the wake of political resignation. For instance, in the sense of Popper's acquiescence to social role divisions and his subsequent advice to philosophers to make their contributions to politics with the weapons of a critic of methods, Conjectures and Refutations, New York, Harper and Row, 1968, page 337. On methodological matters, there was much less individual difference between the institute members than on political or aesthetic ones. The generic critical theorists is largely representative, therefore, of an informal consensus articulated for the most part by Horkheimer and Marcuse. For reasons of delineating the shared concerns, they therefore cut across the lines of individuals and essays. 1. It is true that in Adorno's and Horkheimer's Dialectic of Enlightenment, as well as in Marcuse's One-Dimensional Man, there are passages which lend themselves to interpretation along anti-scientific and anti-technological lines, always opposed to scientism as an ideology. Critical theorists did, in fact, often argue that certain thought forms stipulated specific orientations toward the world. The most elaborate form of this argument is J. Habermas's later Knowledge and Human Interests, like Adorno's earlier Metacritic of Epistemology. The Dialectic of Enlightenment refers to Durkheim's analysis of logical relations as replicas of social relations, for instance. The attempt to distill the inherent orientational thrust of certain forms of thought and language and to point to their origin in and affinity to certain social structures does make the critique of knowledge a critique of society and vice versa, as Adorno once put it. The critic of enlightenment certainly does not occur from an anti-rationalist position. It should be stressed, but what intended to prepare the way for a positive notion of enlightenment which will release it from entanglement in blind domination. Dialectic of Enlightenment, page 16. L. Coletti's sloppy reading of these authors and his misunderstanding of their alleged fetishization of reason and supposed opposition to facts are extremely of the half-informed accusation that critical theorists were anti-rational. Visibly upset by the updating of some of Marx's critical concepts, Coletti strikes out at a position critical theorists never held. Page 513. They did emphasize reason as a critical and corrective force and thus did oppose the fetishism of facts as a form of political resignation. Facts, to them, were always conceptually and thus socially mediated, and the emphasis on reason seemed appropriate under circumstances where the facts are given had assumed an authority that made rational critique and thus rational alternatives inconceivable. Such concerns with relevance seems unknown to Coletti, who it himself quite willingly to fetishize some Marxian assertion as timeless truth, exactly the charge he leveled against Marcuse. Critical theorists did differentiate certain forms and functions of the mind, however. What Coletti mistakes for a romantic critique of the intellect is a critique of the exclusive ascendance of any one of these forms at the expense of others. For instance, the instrumental one at the expense of the critical one, which happened to include the quiet disappearance of the very dimensions of reason in charge of conceiving and constructing concrete alternatives. Moreover, Coletti's misreading of the rather sophisticated analysis of the collapse of the superstructure into the base of technological societies, certain contestable in parts, reveals his critique as a piece of propaganda as much of as the company into which he puts critical theorists, Bergson, Heidegger, Jaspers, not accidentally precisely the men critical theorists sharply criticized for the very points which Coletti leveled against them. Even a cursory reading of Horkheimer's and Marcuse's essays of the 30s, as well as of Adorno's, Husserl's critique, could have prevented Coletti's blunder. 2. Max Horkheimer, Dawn and Decline, translated by Michael Shaw, afterword by Ike Gebhardt, New York, The Seabury Press, 1978, page 98. 3. Max Horkheimer, The Latest Attack on Metaphysics. In Critical Theory, New York, Herder and Herder, 1972, page 150. 4. Max Horkheimer, Preface to Zeitschrift für Sozialforschung, Volume 1, Roman 1, Number 1-2, page 1. 2. Max Horkheimer, The Latest Attack, pages 183 and following. 6. Traditional theory was the inclusive term Horkheimer used for all uncritical theories, especially the variants of positivism. Compare his programmatic essay, Traditional and Critical Theory, in Critical Theory. 7. Max Horkheimer, Traditional and Critical Theory, page 246. 8. Herbert Marcuse, Philosophy and Critical Theory in Negations, Boston, Bacon Press, 1969, page 156. 9. Trapped. 10. Because logical empiricism was concerned almost exclusively with matters of formal logic and methodology, Horkheimer called the term a misnomer. 11. Max Horkheimer, The Latest Attack, page 185. 12. Max Horkheimer, On the Problem of Truth in this volume. 13. Max Horkheimer, The Latest Attack, page 172. 14. Them as Above, page 146. Page 514. 15. Same as Above, page 182. 16, same as above, page 164. 17, same as above, page 151. 18, Max Horkheimer, Notes on Science and the Crises in Critical Theory, page 9. It is clear, Horkheimer wrote, that neither the achievement of science per se nor the improvement of industrial methods are immediately identical with human progress. It is obvious that human beings can emotionally and mentally impoverish regardless of the progress of science and industry. The Social Function of Philosophy in Critical Theory, page 259. 19. Friedrich Nietzsche, Aus dem Nachlass der 80er Jahre in Werke, Volume Roman 3, edited by Karl Schlechter, München, Hansel, 1966, page 814. 20, Theodore W. Adorno, Thesen zur Kunstsoziologie in Kölner Zeitschrift für Soziologie in Sozialpsychologie, March 1967, page 91. 21, Theodore W. Adorno, zur Metakritik der Erkenntnistheorie, Stuttgart, Kohlhammer, 1956, page 86. 22, John Dewey, Studies in Logical Theory, Chicago, University of Chicago Press, 1903, page 61. 23, Theodore W. Adorno, Soziologie und empirische Forschung in Ernst Topitsch, Editor, Logik der Sozialwissenschaften, Köln, Berlin, Kippenheuer und Wietsch, 1967, page 523. 24, Moritz Schlick, über den Begriff der Ganzheit, in Logik, page 222. 25, Max Horkheimer, Materialism and Metaphysics, in Critical Theory, page 43. 26, Theodore W. Adorno, Soziologie, page 514. 27, Max Horkheimer, The Latest Attack, page 158, in Critical Theory. 28, same as above, page 174. 29, same as above, page 142. 30, traditional and critical theory, page 200. 31, same as above, page 203. 32, Horkheimer praised Husserl, for instance, for exposing the philosophical consequences of regarding the pure corporeal things of physics as abstracted from any subjective perspective, thus as if they were concrete realities in themselves. The Latest Attack, page 146, footnote 15. 33, Alfred Schütz, Collected Papers, Den Haag, 1962, volume Roman 1, page 53. 34, Max Horkheimer and the Problem of Truth. 35, Zeitschrift, Volume, Roman 8, page 227. Page 515. 36, Theodore W. Adorno, Minima Moralia, London, New Left Books, 1974, page 123. 37, Max Horkheimer, First Part of Philosophie und kritische Theorie, Part Roman 1, by Herbert Marcuse, in Zeitschrift, Volume Roman 6, page 625. 38, Max Horkheimers, Die gegenwärtige Lage der Sozialphilosophie und die Aufgaben eines Instituts für Sozialforschung in Sozialphilosophische Studien, Frankfurt am Main, Fischer Athenaeum, 1972, page 42. 39, same as above, page 43. 40, in the 1950s, Horkheimer still proposed a Kantian sociology, testimony to the impact and Kantian question retained as a key element of the critical approach. 41, Theodore W. Adorno, Subject and Object in this volume. 42, Max Horkheimer, Traditional and Critical Theory, page 203. 43, Max Horkheimer, Anfänge der bürgerlichen Geschichtsphilosophie, Frankfurt am Main, Fischer, 1971, page 78. Horkheimer here quotes Vico himself. 44, same as above, page 56. 45, Friedrich Nietzsche, aus dem Nachlass der 80er Jahre, page 814. 46, Mark Horkheimer, Notizen, 1950 bis 1969 und Dämmerungen, edited by Werner Brede, Frankfurt am Main, Fischer, 1974, page 219. 47, the concomitant assumption of an ahistorical human nature, a projection of the experienced immutability and repetitiveness of the physical universe, the declaration of a certain stage of consciousness as being reason per se seemed unequivocally regressive in critical theorists as it curbed in the self-image of humans who accepted it, the potential and even the willingness to transcend and remake their situation. Vulgar Marxist teleologies, which insisted on the universal applicability of the category